Next case, please.
It's case 10,937, Fontana Residence Trust. This is east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, northeast of Seaside Drive, being Lot 11 within Bethany Village Development. This was a variance from the maximum height requirement and/or appealing to staff's decision to reject a certificate of compliance. And I believe you, last time I passed down the minutes, I hope you still have them, I didn't make... But I have a copy if you need it.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
And this is a reminder that Mr. Rickert cannot participate in this.
Why do you just want to say pretty please?
We'll allow it this time. Okay.
All right, gentlemen. And can you, do you know when the certificate of occupancy was issued on this, by any chance, Sue?
There was not one.
There was not one?
No.
Okay.
Is there a variance in 1994 for the height?
No. No. They had a, originally they had a certificate of compliance.
In 1994?
For the whole house, yes. Yes. And then, as you recall, they're stating that they did not exceed the height, they just went out. But remember, Mr. Burl was involved in this.
But they...
FEMA Lloyd got his opinion. But this is why they're here.
So they had built this back in 94. And then there was an ordinance that was amended in 1995. So they would be covered then by this. Because, you know, research it, and it says in the ordinance, it says building height of the vertical distance from the grade or the 100-year flood zone requirement, whichever is required, to the highest point of any portion of a structure, including, but not limited to, any ornamental improvements. I got a little note here. Such as a cupola, a widow's watches, crow's nest, or anything similar. So that they amended that, would that have been when the county amended that? That would have been to bring this in, I guess, in compliance when they did it. So they really have, they built what they had prior, if I understand it, and so they're...
By their testimony, they did not go up any higher.
Didn't go up any higher.
They just went out in width.
So, okay.
And made the structure larger.
Just made it larger, that's what I thought. So then really, they're not really out, and then they haven't done anything, really. That's my understanding. Mr. Wortman?
I thought we went over the height. There are higher.
No.
No, they're not.
There's
no.
More of the structure that is of the same height.
Right.
But nothing any higher than was already existing.
Already there.
Which they had a variance for.
Which they had a variance for.
So what they're suggesting is it was that height back in 1994, and they were issued a certificate of compliance.
Okay.
They did not make it any higher.
Higher.
They went out wider.
Which is legal then?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yes, but per survey today, the survey says that is 1.22 feet. That it exceeds the height, the 42 feet. It's 1.22 feet higher. But back in 1994, a certificate of compliance was issued as being okay.
Okay. So
and they're stating that they never, they kept the same height, they just went out wider.
They
made
wider.
It larger, out width-wise.
Width-wise.
Width-wise, but it was still?
Still the same height that they had back in 94.
And you get the variance for that?
No.
No.
CO was issued.
CO was issued.
Yeah. Yep.
So they were covered back then.
They were wrong, but they got a CO on that then, really.
They made it larger, so
no
the inspector had asked for a survey, and the survey has stated that it exceeded the height by 1.22 feet, and they're stating their testimony that they never went any higher. It's exactly the same height, it's just they went out wider.
Okay.
Wider. Make that widow's or watch, whatever you want to call it.
So there was no variance in 1994?
No.
Okay.
Just a certificate of compliance
issue.
Okay.
They went it so they didn't go any higher, so I don't see no problem with it.
No, they didn't. They just made a...
They got a CO anyway.
Yeah, they got a CO anyway on it back then, and all they did was go out, you know, the width on it.
Yeah.
That was the ordinance, and it was amended in 1995, so they were covered back. The county did to bring it in, correct? When they had that ordinance that was done in 1995, they wrote a new ordinance on that, on these cupolos and the bird nests and the widow, what do you want to call them, widow's watches. So they were covered.
Yeah.
They had the CO issued to them.
Yeah.
Back in 94. I have no problem with it.
Mr. Hudson?
I have a problem with it.
Mr. Mills?
I don't see where it's any different than what was previously there, because we're talking about a height restriction. And it doesn't go higher than what has already been permitted.
Okay. Well, that having been said, if there's no further discussion, and if the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Are we voting to approve the variance or to appeal the appealing of the staff's decision to reject the certificate of occupancy?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a variance from the maximum height requirement and or appealing the staff decision to reject the certificate.
Any feelings on that, Mr. Sharp?
I think both of those are before the board. So it's your decision as to which one you prefer to go with. I do note that in the application, it does read in the alternative, that would be the, I think the variance request was the primary.
The height.
Yeah, that was the primary purpose of the application. The alternative was the reversal of the denial of certificate of occupancy.
Okay.
I think both of those are before you tonight.
Right. So there'd be two motions then made for that case number then. Is that correct?
Okay. Or combined.
A combination.
Yeah. In regard to the variance, there's a certain uniqueness in that, it's already been granted. There is no additional height request.
No.
Over what has been granted. the applicant had stated that he had a problem with drainage, and that was the reason for enclosing that area. So therefore, I think it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Was it created by the applicant? Well, nature probably created the hardship or practical difficulty. So I would say no, it's not. I certainly don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. We heard some things about, people's view and whatnot, and we've heard states say that no one has a right to a view. I think it would be a minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion that we approve the variance and uphold the staff's decision on the certificate of compliance.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,937, and that is one for the variance from the maximum height requirement and also to uphold the staff's decision.
Did I not phrase that right?
I believe the application says and or appealing the staff's decision to reject. So
we're going to uphold it, not to reject.
No, if you're approving the
approve the variance for the height requirement,
mm-hmm.
then we're appealing the staff's
decision.
We're going to appeal.
You would reverse the
staff's decision. And reverse
it.
So, Mr. Mills?
And dismiss the appeal.
Yes.
And
dismiss
the appeal.
Yes.
It's just okay. You want
so
to
that would be
variance,
my motion to grant the variance.
Right, just to grant the variance.
Mm-hmm.
That, Mr. Sharp?
Dismiss the appeal part, okay.
I think if you grant the variance, I think the...
And automatically dismiss that, isn't it, correct?
Yeah, I think that becomes a moot point.
So there's no need to bring that up.
Well, I think, just to keep matter, to keep matter simple,
right,
make a motion to approve the variance.
Period.
Period.
And the other dismiss itself. Is that correct, Mr. Sharp? Okay, again, then I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the variance for case number 10,937. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway, aye, for the reason that's been stated. Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Yes, and Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, all those in favor. Case number 10,937 is approved. Okay, next case, please.